5 Guantanamo Bay detainees were exchanged for the release of a U.S. Army soldier. Do you believe that this action will boost the morale of the Taliban?
Well, it's not surprising that the Taliban would use this exchange to suggest that perhaps they've scored a victory. But in realistic terms, it doesn't change anything on the ground. It's going to be very difficult to say that somehow that this has boosted morale to the point where they become a more effective fighting force. So this is the normal kind of propaganda that one expects to hear, that even if it had been a poor deal for the Taliban, you could be sure they would be boasting about how they had scored a victory.
What was the response to this exchange domestically? Do people believe here that it was a wise step?
I think initially the thinking was that the president would be able to make the case that this was done for humanitarian reasons, and therefore the public would be on board because there's a great deal of affection for servicemen and especially prisoners, people who have been prisoners of war. However, the reaction over the last few days has been rather surprising in that rather than focusing on the humanitarian side, it's been focused on the terms of the deal, and then also a side issue as to whether the Congress was informed as it is expected to be under legislation that was passed not long ago. So it's been a mixed reaction. We haven't seen any polling yet, but the expectation would be that those who have been critical on both sides of the aisle, that is both Democrats and Republicans, that they would that it would be rather split in the country. I think that would be the likely outcome of a vote. So what I'm saying here is that while the American public may applaud the release of this American, they are likely particularly to be critical of the fact that the United States had to give up some very high-profile Taliban leaders, potentially people who would go back into the field.
And that was going to be my next question to you. What's the guarantee that the released prisoners from Guantanamo will not rejoin the Taliban and regroup?
There's no question that after a year's time, that the Taliban leadership, who have been released in the custody of the Qataris, will have an opportunity to go back. Whether they will actually be able to contribute very much at this point after years of incarceration, they've been out of the mainstream of the movement, and so whether they in fact are going to be effective forces used against the United States, I think that's rather doubtful. But I believe that the image here that they might in any way become reassociated with the Taliban, that is the kind of image that will not sit well with the American public.
Thank you so much, Dr. Marvin Weinbaum. This is Nyla Muhammad, Voice of America, Diva Radio, Washington, D.C.